Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League and their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. And this is the look back episode. Oh, yeah, go check me out, TomBartonSports.com, TomBartonSports over on Twitter, TomBartonSports over on YouTube. We're going to take a look back at that great Princeton run, take a look back at the Frozen Four and how we got there as well. I don't want this to be a sad podcast. I don't want this to be a sad episode here. So we're going to start it off with a couple of good things. Iwuma of Princeton University, obviously Tosan, the man of the hour. Well, the NCAA announced its all-tournament teams Sunday, and he made the South Region all-tournament team. He averaged 16 points per game, 7.3 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game, and 2 shots. Also had 2 steals. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't want to look upon this and hang your head. Princeton had a magical, magical run. It's one for the ages. I want to take a step back and just appreciate what they did against one of the best offensive teams in the country, against Arizona in the first round. Held them to 4 points in the last couple of minutes. They were down by double digits, kept fighting back. That was absolutely phenomenal. Then you go over there and you beat 7 seed Missouri. Great situation. You go back and you look at this. Absolutely deserved everything he got here. Absolutely tremendous run by Princeton. And I want to sit back and look at this and say, yeah, look, we should remember this Princeton team in the highest of highlights, in the greatest of greats, and in a great, great, great way. It wasn't only that this is an Ivy League channel and I do everything Ivy League. It's a 15, didn't only beat a 2, which, okay, you could say it happens, it's a fluky. No, they won twice. They were in every game. This is a team that even in the game they eliminated were right there. I could not say enough about this Princeton team, a team that I thought might be like the third best team in the Ivy Leagues going into the tournament, which speaks highly of what I thought about the Ivy Leagues in what a lot of people thought was a down year. Princeton really elevated the conference. Tosan really elevated what people looked at in the conference. All of the applause just raining it down upon Princeton. I wanted to take the minute to congratulate them on what they did succeed at. So all in all, yes, Princeton, fantastic, fantastic year. I want to give my full attention to just saying how great we all are, so proud of that Princeton team. I don't care if you're a Harvard fan, Yale fan, doesn't matter. It elevates the conference. It elevated what we do here. It elevates everything, and it elevates everything to a point that we just, we will feel this forever. You know, it's kind of funny when I talk about, and I do my regular show, we talk about the teams that go to a Final Four that come out of nowhere, you know, the Butlers, the St. Pete's and whatnot, and even just get to a Sweet 16 or even not get out of the first weekend or win a first game. You talk about how much more interest there is in the school, how much their admission goes up, how much their endowments go up. Well, not really for Princeton because their endowments cannot go up, but it's still a good thing to kind of take a look at. Also, I do want to mention, as far as the basketball front, Dartmouth transfer Dame Alelacum has committed to Loyola Chicago. The 6'8" forward averaged about 14 points, 7.2 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 2 blocks per game. He was the second team All-Ivy. He is now going to leave and going to Loyola Chicago. He also follows fellow former Dartmouth standout Chris Knight transferring to Loyola Chicago. So I did want to mention that. Also, during all the basketball hoopla, and I understand that that kind of drives the needle, as they say in this business, right? during all the basketball hoopla, I didn't really spend a lot of time on the Frozen Four, and I apologize for that. In the Frozen Four, Cornell faced Denver in the first round, and also in the Ivy Leagues, Harvard took on Ohio State. Harvard got knocked out in the first round by Ohio State. Cornell did beat Denver to move on, and then they lost to Boston University that next round. Cornell beat Denver 2-0. So that was on Thursday, March 23rd, and then they lost on the 25th, where Boston advances to the Final Four 2-1 in a really hotly contested, a good game overall. Cornell came up just a little bit short. So unfortunately, this is a shorter show because I wanted to give my tip of the hat to Princeton, but also unfortunately, we don't have anybody from the Ivy Leagues in the Frozen Four. Minnesota, Boston, Michigan, Quinnipiac will be the Final Four there. Overall, you know, I just wanted to kind of come out and give another round of applause to Princeton. What happened? I wanted to talk about the situation moving forward as well and give you guys an idea. Those that followed me through football and basketball, don't stop following now. We're still going to continue to do a show. This is a little bit lighter a show, but we're going to get into Ivy League Baseball, which was a lot of fun last year. And we got a lot of people that really enjoyed the Ivy League Baseball. I'm going to bounce around. We will still keep you up to date on any transfers that are leaving basketball, any commitments here and there, as well as the spring sessions that will eventually come up for football as well. So over the next 2 or 3 months, we'll keep an eye on basketball, we'll keep an eye on football, but we're going to branch out into other sports. We're going to branch out overall for the Ivy League. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a note there. Short show today. This is a tip of the cap of Princeton. Take a breath. When we get back next week and we start next week, we're going to start talking about baseball. We'll dive into that, dive into some of the other sports, and I will let you know if anything does happen as far as the transfer portal. The transfer portal in college basketball is suddenly something an eye on seemingly 12 months a year, but certainly in the offseason. So I will definitely keep an eye there. Again, congratulations to Princeton on a great run. Harvard and Cornell, good job in the Frozen Four. At least you guys got into the field, right? Cornell winning a game. Let's not forget that. All of that we will get more into as the summer moves on and we look back and we get into everything. So thank you for paying attention to the channel. I hope you guys stick with me until the football season begins. I'm Tom Barton. Have a very good day, everybody.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.